Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus is to help creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. So in today's episode, we'll be looking at 7 types of sales funnels and why you need them. So your weeks and months of trying to work out different types of sales funnels are proving fruitless. I can feel your pain because I have been in your shoes. Well, not literally, but I know what you mean. However, I am not there anymore. Let me know if this resonates with you. You know that there are several ways to generate an income from your blog, but like me, you just wish that you knew how to set it all up. Despite putting affiliate links on several blog posts and running AdSense or even Mediavine on your blog, the return on your investment so far can hardly fulfill your dream of spending lazy days in your favorite corner reading the next big novel. The truth is that understanding the types of sales funnels will not only help you pick the perfect funnel type for your revenue goals, in fact, it will also save you months of stress and heartache. So you can significantly reduce your learning curve, taking you from zero to success in double quick time. So what do funnels need to be, or why do funnels need to be so complicated? When it comes to setting up sales funnels, getting a clear understanding of the goal and the user experience really helps. In this particular episode, it is a part of a 4-part series where I help you, my listener, fully understand sales funnels and how to use them to create a full-time income. It is important that you have to fully understand what is a sales funnel before learning the different types. 2 big factors that cause funnels to exist in different formats is the fact that the type of conversion process determines the funnel used. The first factor is the type of traffic used on the front end helps you know which funnel to use. For example, paid traffic versus free traffic converts differently when sent to a funnel. Another factor is the price of the product being sold also determines the type of journey or experience for the customer to go through in order for conversion to happen. Basically, the higher the price, the more complex the funnel will be. If you're buying something for, say, $37, in most cases, there's no need for you to consult with someone else. However, if the product price is over $500, I am sure that you will need to consult with your spouse or mom or someone before forking out that amount of cash. Okay, with that in mind, let's take a look at the 7 types of sales funnels. You will be able to see what each funnel type looks like or feels like. I have screenshots of these in the show notes, and what you need to do in terms of next steps to set up a funnel for your very own. So in case you want to get a visual of these funnel types, head on over to successonscramble.com/types of sales funnels. Okay, number 1 is a lead generation funnel. One of the most basic types of sales funnels that exists is called a lead generation funnel. As the name suggests, the sole purpose of this funnel type is to generate leads for your business. It works beautifully with free traffic from Pinterest or Google search engines. Here is what you need to set up one of these funnels: a blog post, lead capture form or pop-up, an irresistible lead magnet, autoresponder to deliver the lead magnet, knowledge of how to promote your lead magnet using Pinterest or SEO. So in the diagram, you'll see how to set up a simple lead generation funnel. Again, you can head over to successonscramble.com/types of sales funnels, and that's types-of-sales-funnels. So I'll explain the diagram for you. In the diagram, I've got 4 elements, and the first one is the visitor sees your pin on Pinterest. Next, they head over to your blog post. The next step is they sign up for the freebie using an opt-in form, and you have an autoresponder that delivers the lead magnet to them, and that constitutes the lead generation funnel. As you can appreciate, it is not as complicated as it sounds, but if you still find this complicated, you can avail of my services to help you set up this particular funnel type. I've left a link in the show notes so you can book in some time in my calendar so we can discuss it even further. At number two, we've got the lead generation plus sales funnel. So that simple lead generation funnel that I discussed earlier can be transformed into an income generation funnel for your business by adding an email sequence with sales. The purpose of this particular funnel, of course, is to generate leads and to create a source of income for your business. It is mainly used for free traffic from Pinterest or SEO or Google search engines due to the way it is set up where it goes through your blog post. Here is a list of items that you need to set up this sales funnel or funnel all by yourself. You need a blog post, lead capture form or pop-up, an irresistible lead magnet, autoresponder to deliver the lead magnet, 5 to 7 emails in a sequence to help the conversion process, a product or service for sale, knowledge of how to promote your lead magnet using Pinterest or Google traffic. So in the diagram, you will see a great example of what that looks like. So very, very similar to the previous diagram. Again, you can head over to the show notes at successonscrambled.com/types of sales funnels. So this particular diagram that's got 5 elements. The first one is a visitor sees your pin on Pinterest, heads over to your blog post, clicks through the blog post. They sign up to the free for the freebie. Then the autoresponder delivers that lead magnet, and then they are presented a 5 to 7 email sequence over 5 to 7 days or even 10 days, depending on how you want to set it up, where it includes an offer of a product for sale or service for sale. As you will notice, the main difference between the last funnel and this one is the fact that it has an item added at the very end. At number three, we've got the self-liquidating offer funnel. And it's also known affectionately by most marketers as the SLO, and that's S for Sierra, L for Lima, O for Oscar funnel. So SLO funnel. The self-liquidated funnel is a very popular funnel among marketers because it helps a business recoup the cost of their ad spend. In terms of purpose, this funnel helps any business generate leads and it can be a source of revenue as well. This funnel differs from the other two because it is normally used with paid traffic and not necessarily with free traffic. Because again, with free traffic, there is no ad cost. These are the items that you need to set up this particular funnel type effectively. Landing page, ad copy, images or video for the ad. So ad copy means the actual text, the actual offer, the irresistible lead magnet. So you have an offer behind the lead magnet, what we call a tripwire offer. A platform to deliver the offer. So you could have maybe the actual offer could be a video with an email sequence or maybe a video with a workbook. I mean, there are several different ways of doing that. You've got an autoresponder to deliver the lead magnet. So there are two different things here. When the person sees your ad, they click through, they get download a freebie. And then as soon as they enter the details to download a freebie, they're presented with an offer that is so resistible that they have no choice but to sign up. That is placed on the lead magnet thank you page. And then you've got the thank you page itself for the irresistible offer and then an upsell if possible. Again, if this sounds really complicated, head over to the show notes at successonscrambled.com/types of sales funnels and you get an actual list of the items you need. And here is what it looks like from a 10,000 foot view. In this particular case, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 elements in this visual. You've got the visitor sees a Facebook ad, or it could be an ad using Google ads. Once they click through the ad, they end up on a landing page with the lead magnet or the freebie with an opt-in form. They enter the details and click submit, and they're presented with the thank you page for the lead magnet. But in the meantime, the autoresponder delivers this lead magnet, and the thank you page has the irresistible sales offer, and they have the option to buy it or just go to the thank you page, a second thank you page that tells them thank you for signing for the lead magnet, or a thank you page that actually gives them the opportunity to get a username and password or some sort of delivery of this particular sales offer. So as you can see, this funnel is a little bit more complex than the first three. What I can say is the higher the complexity, the higher are the rewards once it works. If you need help implementing this type of funnel, do sign up for my free consultation. I've left a link in the show notes. Next up, you've got the automated webinar sales funnel. Things are about to get even more complex with the introduction of this particular funnel type. The purpose of this kind of funnel is to help with the sales of a high ticket or high end offer. So in the previous one, with a self-liquidating offer, it's normally around a $27 or $37 offer. But this one, the automated webinar sales funnel, one reason why people use it, it's good for offers of $500 or more. And they require you to build that know, like, and trust factor with your potential customer. This is mainly accomplished when the potential customer spends more time getting to know you either through a discovery call or a webinar. So here's a list of items that you need to set up this efficiently: an irresistible reason to attend the webinar, a landing page to register attendees, webinar content and slides, a recording of the webinar, webinar software, your amazing offer or program at the end of the presentation, automated email sequence reminders for before and after attending the webinar. So the great thing about automated webinars is that it can be promoted with both free and paid traffic. Is this something that you'd like help setting up? If yes, here's a diagrammatic representation of what it looks like. So this one actually has, again, seven elements, but again, it's set up kind of differently. So the visitor sees your webinar invite via Pinterest pin or maybe through a paid ad on Facebook or Google Ads. They click through and they get to a landing page that has a registration form. They use a sign-up button, enter the details, and then they are put through an email sequence with reminders that tell them to attend the webinar as well as a link to the actual webinar. Then once they click through, they are presented with the webinar recording using a webinar software platform to present it. And then the email series or a delivery sales offer sequence delivers, you know, that information. So you have obviously the webinar presentation, and that delivers, like, for example, the person looks at the webinar and at the very end, they're presented with a sales offer. So at the end of the presentation, the person said, well, okay, if you're interested in getting more out of this particular information I presented, the platform pops up a buy now button. Or if the person, say, for example, didn't watch at the end of the webinar, they will actually get the buy now button in an email sequence, or they're presented with an email sequence telling them to attend and finish watching the webinar. So it's a kind of a complicated thing and a sort of, but it's not actually complicated because you don't have to do it manually. It can all be automated. And then you've got an email autoresponder reminding people to attend the webinar, or at the end, once they've watched the whole thing, reminding them that they can avail of a offer where they can actually, you know, rather reduce spend or do something much better, get more efficient, learn a new thing to get more value from the business, etc. So as before, if you need help setting up this kind of funnel for your business, you can book some time in my calendar. I've left a link in the show notes. At number five, we've got the affiliate sales funnel. So at this point, you're probably thinking that you don't have a product or service to offer. The good news is that you don't necessarily need to have your very own product or service. In fact, if you want to generate sales by promoting other people's offers, this can be done as well using a sales funnel. The purpose of an affiliate sales funnel is to generate revenue for your business. This list of items will help you know what is needed to set it all up. So here we go. You've got a freebie, a thank you page with a video, a button with a link to purchase the affiliate product, email sequence to educate them on how they can use this affiliate product to get the most value for their business, and a link in the email back to a page where the actual affiliate product is available for sale. The reason why you have a link, instead of having a link in the email sequence, rather than for the customer to go to a different page to avail of the affiliate offer is because some email service providers actually do not allow you to link directly to affiliate products and services. So what is really good about this is that you can use this funnel plus other funnels in your business to create multiple streams of internet income. So let's take a look at what this funnel actually looks like. So again, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seven elements in this particular funnel. We've got a visitor sees your pin. Again, head over to the show notes, successonscrambled.com/types of sales funnels. And that's types-of-sales-funnels. So visitor sees your pin on Pinterest or maybe a link somewhere in search engine. They head over to your blog post. They read whatever it is you have to offer in a blog post by adding value. And then they're presented for the freebie. They sign up for the freebie, and the autoresponder that you have signed up delivers the freebie. But in the meantime, they're presented with an offer on the thank you page with maybe a video talking about this amazing affiliate product that will help them get things done faster, quicker, cheaper. And they are then they can decide to avail of it right then, or if not, then they are put through in a 5 to 7 email sequence that delivers tips and tricks on how to use this affiliate product to get them even more value for their business. And then in that a 5 to 7 email sequence, they're given a link back to a landing page where they can actually click a button to buy or purchase that particular affiliate product. So as you can see, the sales funnel has a few additional elements when compared to the first and second funnel. Feel free to book some time in my calendar if you need someone to help you to set up this kind of particular sales funnel. At number 6, we've got the channel challenge sales funnel. So it's a second to last sales funnel, which it can be pretty simple to set up depending on your challenge. The purpose of this funnel is twofold. It is a way to generate piping hot leads for your business, and the other is to generate revenue. Unlike all the other funnels listed, this funnel type is live, and it does involve setting up a temporary Facebook group to run the channels, the challenge. So here's a list of items that you need. You need a landing page for people to sign up, a Facebook group to run a challenge, a course material for the 5 to 7 days, an email autoresponder freebie for those who sign up, a form with questions to survey your participants. So most people run a challenge to find out more from their participants. So if they would like to take part in the challenge, it might have maybe 7 to 10 questions that they need to answer. The transformation for each participant. So why should they sign up for this 5-day challenge or 7-day challenge? What is the transformation that they can expect? And then knowledge about how to promote the challenge. Interested in setting up this kind of sales funnel? Then here's a diagram about how you can get it done yourself. So at the very least, this particular one has, again, 6 different elements. We've got the visitor challenge advertised on Pinterest, or you can do it through a Facebook ad. They arrive at a landing page to sign up. There's a sign-up form. Not only do they enter their their email address and password, but they actually have to complete a survey. Then they are given a lead magnet which is delivered to them by an autoresponder. So one of the ways to get them to sign up for the challenge is that they get a freebie for signing up. Then you've got a Facebook group to host the challenge, and then an email autoresponder to remind them to join the challenge each day and what homework they need to complete in order to get the transformation. The most difficult part of getting this funnel is to work for you is that you need to give people a great reason to join the actual challenge. At number 7, we've got the discovery call funnel. The final funnel for this episode, unlike most of the almost all of the other funnels, this one requires only a very few leads. So to run a challenge, for example, depending on the price of the product you're going to be promoting at the end, you would need around 300 participants to get the conversion rate that you need. Whereas a discovery call funnel, you can probably need, 5 to 10 people, and you can close, once you have obviously very qualified leads, you get a close proposal from that, like a 1 in 10 chance or even a 1 in 5 chance of them closing, because it's very, very focused leads. As you probably guessed, a discovery call sales funnel is specific for service providers and coaches. Out of all of sales funnels, this one doesn't even need a website or even an online presence. You just need a landing page. So here's what you need to get started. A landing page, an online scheduling system with an intake form, a video conferencing access like Zoom, software to create proposals and contracts and invoicing. Of course, depending on the service you offer, you may also need a platform to deliver video training if it is you're doing coaching or something like that. So in this diagram, you'll see what a visual version looks like. Again, head over to successunscrambled.com/types of sales funnels. So in this particular one, there are six elements. You've got the visitor sees your pin on Pinterest, arrives at the landing page with information about the service, given the option to schedule time in your calendar. They sign up for the call. The day of the actual discovery call, you obviously send them the Zoom details beforehand. You conduct the discovery call over Zoom, and then you use something like Dubsado or HoneyBook to create the proposal, send it out to the customer, they sign, deal close, and you continue running it. So the visitor can actually see a pin on Pinterest, or they can actually see your link on Facebook in a Facebook group. So do you think you can set up this one without any help? If so, then go ahead and get it done. If not, let me know if you know you need my help. You can set up some time in my calendar to help you set up this particular type of sales funnel. Obviously, it'll just be a discovery call to find out your needs and then to see if it's something I can do for you. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. You need to head over to successunscrambled.com/types of sales funnels to get access to see this particular funnel type and to get a link so you can book some time in my calendar to see what I can do to help you. So in summary, personally, I find sales funnels so exciting. I cannot tell you why except to say that I am a problem solver by nature. So I am in my zone of genius when I can create and set up a funnel, and it works really well, like a well-oiled machine. For many entrepreneurs and small business owners, the major problem of getting results from their funnels is getting the potential clients to see them. This is why I am doing a group coaching program that helps solopreneurs to get the visibility that they need for their business so that they can get their leads on autopilot. The program comes in an 8 to 12 week program format with one-to-one coaching for 4 hours each, as well as a custom 90-day content calendar and even training on Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, and search engine optimization. So if you're interested in getting 1,000 subscribers on your email list, finding hashtags quickly for your Instagram posts, just getting visibility that you need for your business so that you can, you know, live that time freedom life that you need, get more visitors to your online presence, then you can sign up. I've left a link in the show notes again. So over to you, which of these sales funnels have you used or would you like to use in your particular business? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes or Spotify or any of your favorite podcast players. If you are trying to find ways to get more visibility using Pinterest, then take a quick look at the Pinterest tips that I've left the link in the show notes. Are you familiar with Pinterest but struggling to understand Pinterest SEO? Then check out this resource all about Pinterest keywords. I've left the link in the show notes. Do you want to get more organic traffic from Google? Then grab this SEO for Beginners guide that will help you get started. I've left a link again in the show notes. I am so excited to be on this journey with you to help creative female entrepreneurs to gain more visibility for their business using organic marketing techniques. If your end goal is freedom for you to be able to financially support yourself and your family with an online business, remember that sales is the lifeblood of your business. More visibility means that you get more leads, which is essential to help you generate more sales for your business. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.